Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast.
Yep.
New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive.
Kinds of community. And a couple experts, too.
That's Todd Adkins. What? And this is Daniel M, episode 380. We have finally surpassed the other podcast, the five leadership questions one. Well, we did like many episodes ago. Yes. We are going to get to 400 before you know it.
I know.
And who knows what craziness 400 will be.
It maybe Ed will finally realize that we're all part of this.
Wah, wah, wah. All right. So today we have a great question. Let's listen in.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for all that you do. Your podcast has been life to my soul. Really have devoured it here recently. Please keep up the great work. Wanted to get your thoughts on transition. I have recently really felt an urge and a calling from God to plant a church. Really, I'm just turned 40. Just life experiences are leading me to this realization, as well as this the echoing from those around me that this is something that I really need to consider. Yet I'm in an environment and church that really is wrestling with their current ability to plant me. And so I would love to get your thoughts on how a person like myself walks those choppy waters with grace and yet with truth. Love of my leaders while obedience to the call that God has on my life. Thank you for all that you do. You're doing a great job. Bye.
All right. Well, as you heard, we don't know who he is or where he's serving. And part of that is due to the sensitivity of the question, right? Imagine if someone else from that church listened in.
Right.
So it sounds like he perhaps is an associate pastor or one of the pastors on staff, not the lead pastor of his church. And he's struggling with the church questioning whether or not they can or want to send him out. Now, I guess the first question to consider is, do you feel called to plant in your town, in your area, in your, well, where you are, you know, close to where you are serving? Because if that's the case, then there obviously would naturally be some sensitivity around doing that and launching you out a few miles down the road. There definitely would be, depending on the reach of the church, the size of the church, the perspective of the church.
The budget of the church.
Yeah, completely. And how long, and your tenure of the church, your tenure at the church as well, will definitely affect all of that. So I guess first and foremost, where are you, do you feel called to a specific place, right? But also, do you have what it takes to be a church planter? Right. In Planting Missional Churches that Ed Stetzer and I wrote together, we have a chapter that talks about that. You know, are you called to being a church planter? Right. Do you have the wiring for that? Do you have a pattern of initiating and of starting? Do you have a pattern toward multiplication? It obviously sounds like you have one of the characteristics, which is that holy dissatisfaction, that dissatisfaction, this calling for something else. But is your family in it, right? Is your family committed to this? The sixth characteristic, and this is what really is the impetus of this question in particular, is whether or not your church affirms you, right? Because whether or not your church affirms you is an important part of the call and an important thing to consider if you are being called. So if they are hesitant because you feel called to plant in your particular neighborhood, well, you need to wrestle through that a little bit more and pray about that a little bit more and talk to those who, you know, others in your denomination or your network or others where they might be able to help you wrestle that down. But if they are saying, no, we don't want to send you out to another city or another area, then maybe they see something that you don't.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely want to be, okay. So there's a couple things at play here. Daniel's mentioning those church dynamics, if indeed you're on staff. The other thing to consider is if this is just an exercise in patience, or is it an exercise in futility? Because maybe an exercise in patience in that it's the answer is a not yet. And that's okay, because, you know, a lot of us as leaders, we want to go. We want to go now. We have a personality that is go now. And once the Lord's laid something on our heart, we want to go. But that may not be the most prudent thing to do. I would echo Daniel's counsel to make sure that, you know, it is something that you're called to do, and that that's affirmed by people in your church and those around you and your family. The second thing that I would, you know, say you might want to consider doing is going back to that church. And if you've been listening to the podcast, it sounds like you have, you know that one of the things that's happening a lot right now is, and you're looking at local, one of the things that's happening a lot right now is a church is using multi-site as a planting strategy. In that regard, it may be that the church can't afford to do, you know, a full plant, but if there was a hybridization model of a campus with the intent of that becoming a church, that might be something to consider for multiple reasons. One, because the week-to-week message prep is brutal at first for several years. Mm-hmm. And then after you've been doing it for several years, you're probably going to have a system and a process that it gets it down, and it takes less of your time than it used to take.
Yep.
But even that example, think about how much time you could spend pastoring that new church campus if you went to the hybrid model as you got prepared to fully launch. So there are things to consider here. And maybe going back to them and saying, hey, I understand that you're not ready to help me launch as a church plant, but would you be willing to do this? And again, we don't have the luxury of being able to talk to you in person and kind of, you know, interact with you and draw some of this out.
Yeah. No,
we should do, you know what we should do, Daniel?
What should we do? Take live calls?
Occasionally, yes. We should do some of them live. And you have to do 5 with me before you do any with Ed.
We'll be like the Dave Ramsey of church planting podcast.
Well, no, it would just be, you know, I mean, you and I schedule time to, you know, do these, and we listen to that. Why not just say, hey, I need you to call at 2 p.m. on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we get them on here, and we really, I mean, not, we can't do that all the time, but we could probably do some special episodes like that.
That would be fun. That would be.
It'd could
be
just like leave a live Ed consult. Out of the 400th episode and have one of our guests on.
That's a good idea.
One of our listeners.
All right. So
he would figure it out probably before episode 500.
Well, before we get to the wrong reasons to church plant, I just wanted to quickly share that today's episode is brought to you in part by Ministry Grid. So, you know, volunteers and training your leaders, training volunteers and leaders is important, but maybe sometimes you don't know where to start. Well, that's why Lifeway Leadership developed Ministry Grid. With Ministry Grid's over 3,000 training videos, the work has been done for you, and you'll be able to train everyone in your church. And this is training you can trust. Each Ministry Grid video features an experienced ministry leader who has been where you are now. And you can even customize this training by adding your own videos, PDFs, exchange PDFs out, add your own YouTube videos, etc., and more. And now, Ministry Grid has one plan with one price that gives you unlimited access to train your entire church. So just go to ministrygrid.com to learn more. Once again, that's ministrygrid.com. All right. So Todd, I appreciate how you talked about that idea of calling and timing. Right, calling and timing. Because in our instant gratification culture, a lot of times we might be praying and seeking God, and we sense God's calling us to something, and we immediately think it is now, and it might not be now. Right, biblically speaking, how long?
David.
Yeah, exactly. You have David anointed as king. Jesus. Right? 40 days in the desert. You have Saul after he turned into Paul, multiple years before he started his ministry there. So you have this pattern that exists in scripture that shows you that just because you're called, it doesn't mean you're released immediately. So that's the first thing just to keep into consideration. However, there are also a list of wrong reasons to plant a church. Okay, here's the first wrong reason.
The money. Just kidding. Yeah. There's not a lot of money in it.
No. Well, it depends on who you plant with.
That's true.
You could actually get quite a bit of money and a lot more money than what you're earning now.
Australia.
Just plant a church in Australia.
Plant
right?
a church in Australia.
Yeah, exactly. So here's the first one, or the second one after money, I guess. You have a strong desire to preach, but no one's going to give you an opportunity. So I'm not saying that this is true for you, but maybe you do have a strong desire to preach, and maybe that's what's causing you to want to plant, but in your current situation, you're not being given opportunities to do that. Well, why? Right? Why is that? Have you had opportunities and maybe they haven't gone as well as you thought, or maybe you're not really in a coaching environment where you can develop? Well, there are other ways to develop in your preaching than in planting a church, because it really is a grind. Man. Right. If you haven't planted, or not planted, if you haven't preached every single week for multiple years, you don't know how much of a grind that is. Like it's exciting for the first year when you get to preach whatever you want in whatever order you want. But it's really a grind.
Let's be honest. Yeah. It's been decades almost now since I've preached on a Sunday to Sunday basis.
Has it really been decades?
Almost.
Makes you sound super old.
I am super old, man. I'm 43, which sounds like it doesn't sound that old, but sometimes it feels that. But no, what I'm saying is, though, when I look back, I mean, in college, I would go preach anywhere I had an opportunity, for sure. Like, I preached at the old folks, the local convalescent center, every month.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was one of the places I preached, in addition to being a student pastor and basically preaching every week. But it was like, it's just one more opportunity I have to do it. And so I wanted to do that. And meanwhile, you know, most of them were like, where's your collar? And, you know, I think it's so awesome that you're going to be a priest, and all different kinds of stories that I had. But with all that, I'm saying, hey, there's a bunch of different places that you have the opportunity to speak or preach, in addition to the Sunday morning service. So if that is a thing, just be sure that you're not, you know, thinking about that, you know, platform. So we had always had campus pastors too that were like, oh, I want to preach more on Sunday mornings. And I'm like, well, you can preach every Wednesday night if you want to. Like, go for it. Go take people through Lamentations. Go.
Yeah. And you're learning that grind. You're learning that grind that you're going to be it if you're the church planter. Well, another reason you shouldn't plant a church is because you can't get an invitation to pastor an established church. So you want to go start your own, right? That's not a reason to plant a church. And sometimes those who are planting churches, you know, you're doing it because it's popular, or maybe someone has thought of it or suggested that you do it because then you're the boss. But in reality, you'd actually be better in more of an established context. So think about things like that. I mean, even just the fact of, if you're frustrated, right? You should never plant a church because you're frustrated where you're at and you can't do what you really want to do.
Right?
Maybe that's God teaching you patience. Maybe that's God working on you in a different way. But really, there are ways, there are reasons to plant a church, and there are wrong reasons around that as well. So I do want to encourage you to pick up a copy of Planting Missional Churches, because the book really is a primer, a textbook around planting, and it'll give you a good idea as to whether or not this is what God is calling you to do. All right. Well, thanks again for listening in. We do want to encourage you to check out the Group Answers podcast with Chris Surratt and Brian Daniel. They are part of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network family. And recently they've talked about writing sermon-based studies, launching your group well, and raising up a secondary leader. So just look up Group Answers on your favorite podcasting app and subscribe today. We will catch you guys next time.